This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Congressman, can you explain what the heck is going on process-wise right now? Because I have to say, I'm confused. Are they going to try to strike a deal and get this to a vote in 3 days before recess? That seems preposterous.
I don't know what this time frame is, but I do think it's a responsibility of us to get back to health care. We promised the American people we would rectify and repair what harm has been done to them in the health care field. The Affordable Care Act is collapsing upon itself. I don't think what happened recently was a failure.
Congressman, wait a second. Can I ask you this? I just want to be sure. You just said that the Affordable Care Act is collapsing on itself.
It is.
That's just simply, I understand that there are counties that have, you know, have insurers pulling out. Staten Island, that you represent, it just simply is not a true statement to say it's collapsing on itself, particularly not in the state of New York. It's just not actuarially accurate.
No, but this is a national issue. And actually, it is happening throughout the nation. And
no,
you're right. There are
the congressional budget. Both the Congressional Budget Office and the Academy of Actuaries both say that it is not in a death spiral. It is not collapsing in and of itself. They both say that. Now, maybe the actuaries are wrong and the CBO is wrong, but you'd have to cite some other data to suggest they're wrong.
Well, people's policies this year are going to go up 25%. And Barack Obama was a very good politician. He put all the bad stuff in the Affordable Care Act in the out years when he was no longer going to be in office. And the American people are going to look and say, wait a minute, you guys are in office now and my premiums went up 25%. But it's all because of how the Affordable Care Act was structured.
So then let me ask you this. How do you explain the fact that at this time that you say that this sort of backloaded stuff, which again, I would quibble on the details there, but let's just put that aside. At the time this is happening, the Affordable Care Act is more popular than it's ever been. New polling today has it out at 55% approval, 41% disapprove. It's never done better in polling than it's doing right now.
There's many people that it helped. There's many people that it harmed. That's why it has to be repaired. The people that are paying $20,000 in premiums,
right,
and have a $6,000 deductible and still have astronomical copays don't think the Affordable Care Act is working for them.
Agreed.
We have to help those people without harming the people that the Affordable Care Act helped.
Well, you know, rather interesting the way that Chris Hayes was positioning this. It was almost, well, why did you even have Dan Donovan on with you? Just so that you could bicker and fight about it and parse words. Okay, so you want to say that it's not failing and you want to go along with this supposed polling. See, this is the problem with polling, especially in light of what we just went through. I mean, if you'd gone by polling, then Hillary Clinton would have been president of the United States. And we know what happened there.
There's no way she could lose, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. According to the polls, you know, that's it, you know. And so the polls, you know, it's the old deal about, you know, figures never lie, but liars always figure. And I'm not saying that all this is the case. I just think that people do not know and understand. I mean, unless you've been affected by Obamacare directly, and what happens, you get a small percentage of people who directly have to deal with Obamacare, like my son, for example. He went through it, and he was, and it was a terrible experience for him. And I can't even begin to tell you, because there's so many stories about how ineffective Obamacare was for him, especially on the follow-up, even to this day. And I said, well, you know, the lesson for you to learn here is that you better make sure that you make enough money to where you can afford and make your own decisions about your health care, as opposed to having some bureaucrat out of D.C. dictating what it is that you could have. He could have probably had a sex change a lot easier than, you know, having his leg repaired after being in a motorcycle accident. And, of course, that drama still continues. But, you know, we're not supposed to hear those. But unless you've been directly affected by the failure of Obamacare doesn't mean a whole lot. You know, you have people that believe that they pay a dollar for their health care and they think that's the way it should be. And, of course, they're going to be upset when reality sets in.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop to hear what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, coming at you. This incredible independent network of ours includes over 280 affiliates around this great country of ours and around the world via shortwave. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I want to thank Roman Scharf right now. He sent us an email real quick. I guess I must have misspoke. With all the words I speak every once in a while, and the thing is, when I said this, I questioned myself. I thought I said Rosie the Riveter, but I may have said Betsy the Riveter, and I should know better. My mother-in-law was Mary Jo the Riveter, but she was one of the Rosie the Riveters herself, and we honor her and all the ladies of this incredible generation and the hard work they did during World War II and what they did to save our country. Roman, I stand corrected. I think I may have said Betsy. Scott thought I said Rosie, but, you know, sometimes we think we say the right things, and so we appreciate the correction, because our you know, our commitment here is pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And, of course, it starts with the words we speak, and words do matter. So thank you for catching me on that. Speaking of words that matter and audio tracks, we've got something real special to share with you right now. Kevin Sorbo is with us. You may remember Kevin, best known for his roles in Hercules, Andromeda, God's Not Dead, spokesperson for A World Fit for Kids, a nonprofit that helps prepare young people for fit and fulfilling lives, which is going to be a bonus to the discussion today. Kevin Sorbo, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to meet up with you on the radio. We met ever so briefly at NRB as we were passing down the hallway, you and your lovely wife. And, you know, I was looking forward to have a chance to talk to you. You were so busy, and our schedule was crammed with interviews as well. So I appreciate the opportunity to be able to have you on the radio with us to talk about this New Testament dramatic audio experience, the Breathe Bible.
Yeah, you know, it was crazy at the NRB. I tell people that the NRB is like the San Diego Comic-Con for faith-based and family-friendly movies.
Exactly.
I'm glad they have it, because it's just nuts. I was exhausted after 3 days, but it was a good thing.
Yeah, it was a good thing, and it's great to be around people, you know, in terms that are, you know, searching for the same thing, Kevin, that, you know, we're there pursuing the truth in the name of Jesus Christ. And when you have that kind of energy and spiritual awareness, it is a special time for those. At every turn, meeting you and others, it just really, brings the light into focus and what it's all about, I believe.
Yeah, you know, and to be part of this project, Breathe Bible, has just been a blessing to me. I mean, you look at the country right now, we are so divided. And I look at now more than ever, we need God's word and ways to share it and engage with it. And what BreatheBible.com did is the Breathe Bible box set of CDs is create a dramatic Bible audio experience. And it's amazing, because you got You've got 80 different actors doing the biblical voices in the New Testament. You've got 18 CDs in this box set. You've got 21 hours of the reading of the Bible. And I call it theater for the mind. If you close your eyes and listen to this, you're going to feel like you're actually listening to a movie. Orchestra in the background, sound effects. I mean, when Jesus is carrying the cross up the steps, when they're pounding the nails into his body, you're going to hear these things. You're going to hear the people crying and praying and cheering. I mean, the mixture of everything, it really brings the Bible to life.
Well, Kevin, when I was listening to the sound bites here, and I did get my copy, the CD set, and I was listening to it, you close your eyes and you're transporting. I mean, it's as if you're there. It's so well done.
Yeah, it was just, Carl Amari is the guy who put this together. He was the brains behind this. He put together an audio Bible about 6-7 years ago that became the best-selling audio book of all time, and he wanted to bring it to the next level. And that's why he's doing what he's doing with this box set. And on top of it, people can go to BreatheBible.com and they can download the Book of Mark for free right now so they can hear and really experience what this thing's all about. And if they don't want to get the box set, they can just download it on whatever platform they want to, their iPhone or whatever.
Exactly. Well, you have, speaking of Mark, you got Hill Harper. He is the voice of Mark. John Rhys Davies, I should say. You know, we know his big voice. He is the consummate narrator throughout the set. The names that were involved, most incredible. Kevin, how did they approach you on this? I mean, what a great opportunity to be a part of this.
Well, I'm proud to be part of the producer of this. I mean, Carl approached me. He just said, hey, you know what? With what you're doing, you're one of the most vocal actors out there to talk about God and be part of projects that deal with faith. And because of the success of the movies I've been with, like God's Not Dead and What If and Abel's Field, he came to me and said, would I be interested? And, of course, I didn't waste any time. And we are going to do the Old Testament later this year. I mean, obviously, this is the first venture out with the New Testament, which makes perfect sense for this time of year with Easter coming up around the corner. Because I think we need to remind people that Easter isn't about chocolate eggs and little bunnies. It's actually about the coming of Christ and the death of Christ and the rising from the dead of Christ. So we're trying to make sure that with all these people trying to change Easter just like they're trying to change Christmas all this time. It's this is a good reminder for people what it's all about.
Well, you got to know when you have the single biggest event to happen to humanity, there's going to be contrarian voices. And we've been told in the Bible and reminded time and again that our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's against those principalities, the powers of this domain that want to come against the truth of Christ.
Yeah, exactly. And this is just, this is my small way to be part of a greater project than me. And it's just been, as I said, an honor to be doing this. And what they pieced together. I want to remind people there's an app that goes with this as well. I'm going to download
that
app. And it's just cool. I mean, for me, I live in L.A. The traffic is horrible. It goes 30 miles any time of day in L.A. takes an hour and a half or longer.
Exactly.
So I love audio.
On a good day. Exactly.
And so
that's part of the reason I moved. I'm on the East Coast now. Although there's some places, let me tell you, here in Port St. Lucie, when you get on US 1 that can remind you very quickly of LA, let me tell you.
Oh, I know. There's
just no escaping it.
I know. There's traffic out there everywhere. And for me, this is like a great way to sit in your car and not get angry about the traffic, but just
calm your perspective. Well, Kevin, let's do this. I want to give people an idea of the audio quality, and we've got a sound bite of you, and I believe this is a portion from the Book of Revelations, isn't it, what you did?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, close your eyes right now and listen to Breathe Bible. This is Kevin Sorbo right now. Scott, let's play this. Scott, did I lose you? We're not playing this. Okay, here we go. No, are we playing the sound? I wanted to play the sound bite from Kevin Sorbo. That's right. What we'll do when we come back from break, Kevin, sorry for the miscommunication here, but when we come back, we're going to play this sound bite of Kevin Sorbo. This is from the Breathe Bible. It's like being there. The Breathe Bible, New Testament, remarkably vivid listening experience that will transport you
into the world of the Bible. Kevin Sorbo is with us, and we've got more from Kevin on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Kevin Sorbo continues. Best known for his roles in Hercules, Andromeda, and God's Not Dead, spokesperson for A World Fit for Kids, a nonprofit that helps prepare young people for fit and fulfilling lives. Kevin, as we were talking before the break, you get the chance to play God in the audio presentation of this new Living Testament, the Breathe Bible, this incredible audio experience. So they tell you, they say, okay, Kevin, we're going to have you read from the book of Revelations, and you get to play the role of God. Did you, I mean, what kind of character development do you do for this?
Well, I look at it this way. I got an upgrade from my half-God days on Hercules with a small G. Now I got the capital G and the real thing. So okay. You know, I look at it this way as well. God can have any voice he wants to have. So I didn't get too overwhelmed with it all and saying, oh, gosh, I don't want to, you know, how do I do this without getting overly dramatic, overly corny with it, you know. But it was, you know, the Bible's a pretty good script. You know, it doesn't need a lot of changes like most Hollywood scripts do. So
right.
I just kind of went with the program, and I'm looking forward to the Old Testament, because I'm going to be very busy there. We've got 21 days of me in the sound booth slated for that, you know. And this one, this is pretty much Jesus' story. So Josh Lucas had to carry more of the weight, plant, you know, doing the role of Jesus than I had to do as God.
Right, but how much fun, I mean, to do this sort of thing. For me, I've been in radio most of my life, Kevin, and you talk about the theater of the mind. Just between you and me and no one else, because this is a private conversation. Nobody around the country is really paying. No, actually. I'll be very vulnerable. I've always wanted to do, you know, cartoon voices or to do these things. I remember early on in college, I did a lot of theater of the mind, dramatics. I worked for a radio station in Los Angeles. I don't know if you remember a great program director, Chuck Bloor. We used to do these mini dramas that led into the songs that were just spectacular. And there were many theatric exposés that he and his daughter created that were just spectacular. So the whole idea of theater of the mind and radio and that whole process has always engaged my senses and my imagination.
Well, you know, this is sort of like a throwback to the old radio days and the golden days back in the 30s when, you know, they'd get very famous from Bing Crosby to Bob Hope or whoever. And they would be doing Orson Welles, and they would do, you know, radio, and they had the sound effects in the background. They had other, you know, other voices going on over the main voice speaking. So it's, once again, it's that theater for the mind. And, you know, it is a bucket list thing for me. I mean, it was a bucket list thing for me to play Hercules. When I was a little kid, I read mythology when I was in junior high. I read all the books, and Hercules was my favorite character. To end up playing him was amazing. And to even go further with that, when Anthony Quinn played Zeus for a whole year with me down in New Zealand during we did 5 2-hour movies. I asked him, I said, "Yeah, you're Anthony Quinn. You've done hundreds of movies. You've won 2 Academy Awards. Why did you want to do this for television?" And he said, "I've always wanted to be Zeus." So here he was, 78 years old, at the end of his career, and he was fulfilling a dream. So this is amazing for me, and a humbling honor for me to be able to portray the voice of God in this wonderful collection of CDs.
Well, as we said before, and we're going to try it again, we're going to play a bit of the soundtrack. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, this is like we say, you can close your eyes and just get transported into the Bible as it comes to life in this new listening experience in Breathe Bible. And this is Kevin Sorbo playing the place of the voice of God in, you know, from the book of Revelations.
"Look, I am making everything new. Write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true. It is finished. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To all who are thirsty, I will give freely from the springs of the water of life. All who are victorious will inherit all these blessings, and I will be their God, and they will be my children."
Kevin Sorbo from that soundtrack. It is a new listening experience. Kevin, does that kind of give you the chills? I mean, that's your voice with all this production in the background. It gives me chills. I mean, this is terrific. Very well done.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it does. I mean, I was told how they're going to put this together, and you sort of visualize in your mind what's going to sound like, but then when it comes out, you're going, wow, it's really impressive. Mm. So, as I said, it's just, you look at what Christian film and media have not necessarily been great, I think, in mainstream Hollywood, so to speak, mm. and with the productions. But I look at a movie like God's Not Dead, what Pure Flix said with that, and it took sort of the whole Christian world entertainment to a whole new level. And I now think with this, with Breathe, we're taking the Bible to a next level.
Well, I know many Christians would laud this because that has been the big complaint within the Christian community. I mean, here we are. We're honoring the God of God, King of Kings, the creator of heaven and earth. And it has been a process. The creative process has taken some time, but as you say, with God's Not Dead and other current contemporary movies, the Breathe Bible, boy, it is bringing it in line to something that, makes Christians proud and gives us a sense that we really are honoring God in a way that that he's most deserving to have, talent like yours and John Rhys Davis and Hill Harper and the many others involved in this project. This is magnificent and representative and encouraging. And I think it lifts the spirits of us Christians. Because sometimes what happens, Kevin, as you know, and you kind of alluded to this, is there are certain things done in the name of Christianity and they're just not that good. And you just kind of bow your head and you cringe a little bit. You know what I mean?
Well, it's interesting for me what I've noticed when I travel a lot. So I'm in airports all over the country. And mm-hmm. it used to always be people stopping me as I walk through and they recognize me. Oh my gosh, I love Hercules or I love Andromeda. Yeah. They love a specific movie. More than 50% of the time now, people stop me because of God's Not Dead, because of What If, because of Abel's Field, because of these faith-based movies. And they say, please do more of these. We need more movies like this. That are good family movies, good values, good morals, and it's incredible to see the difference. I mean, this is a door that I never thought I would go through, and not that I thought about it or didn't think about it. It opened a whole new avenue for me in terms of my career, and it's been amazing the response from people as I'm speaking. I do speaking events. I do a lot of pro-life events. I do Youth for Christ events. I have a book out called True Strength. I have a follow-up coming out later this year called True Faith, and to do these things that I never thought I would do before. It's been an amazing ride.
Well, I want to give you, we got a couple of minutes left here, Kevin. I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about A World Fit for Kids. This is a nonprofit that you've been enjoying some great success. You're touching a lot of young people at a time that is needed. They're spiritual, their moral compass. They're confused by what the culture is telling them. And you come in and bring the truth, which is life-changing for them.
Well, I've been involved. This is our 20th year now, and we've grown and grown, and I'm still shocked that when I go to D.C. to try to get other senators to open this up in their districts and other cities, all I get is a pat in the back saying I'm doing great. L.A. Unified School District is not a wonderful school district. In fact, they've been averaging a 54% dropout rate. I work with over 12,000 kids each year, and for 20 years, our average has been a 98% graduation rate and a 67% higher GPA. The first hour deals with fitness. I mean, coming from my background, being a jock and playing football and basketball and sports, and certainly because of shows like Hercules, fitness is a very big part of my life. And it doesn't take a brainiac to figure out that after you work out for an hour, your attention and retention levels spike. So the first hour after school, after those kids have been sitting in desk all day, is to get them out and get them moving. And then the second hour of the program, we have over 100 volunteers that come in. We're a nonprofit, and they work with these kids with whatever problems they're having in school. And the third hour is really, let's talk about life. Let's talk about, open up these kids. A lot of these kids come from broken families, single mothers, grandmothers raising these kids. And, we're just trying to make a little dent into the world. And I think if a lot of people get overwhelmed and say, oh, I can't do anything, if everybody does just a little thing, you're going to create a tidal wave of change. And we just need to get the people to wake up a little bit and stop being so apathetic.
Amazing when we follow Jesus' example to serve and not be served, what things can happen in a very positive way. Kevin Sorbo, Kevin, thank you, and congratulations on this new listening experience that you're sharing with us. We look forward to the Old Testament as well, but right now, the Breathe Bible, congratulations. Great job.
Thank you so much. BreatheBible.com. They can download the Book of Mark right now. And on top of that,
both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, I want to go home. The fear is gone. I'm hearing your open arms. Where I belong. Where I belong. I'm going home.
Bill Martinez, live.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us on this incredibly independent, nationally syndicated network coming to you in over 280 markets around the world via shortwave as well. You know, scientists thought that the human nose could only detect about 10,000 different smells, but recently that number increased dramatically to approximately 1 trillion distinct scents. Now, some of the most pleasant scents include vanilla, cinnamon, crayons, cookies. But what about those unpleasant smells? Think about that. Well, participants at the National Odor Eaters Rotten Sneaker Contest, believe it or not, they do have that. And try and say that real fast several times, okay? That's the National Odor Eaters Rotten Sneaker Contest. They're raising a stink by showing off their foul-smelling sneakers at this annual event. And let me tell you, we've got two special guests to talk about it. In including the 12-year-old contest winner, Connor Slocum, from Eagle River, Alaska, and NASA Space Missions Master Sniffer. I mean, hey, how much better can you get than the Master Sniffer from NASA? George Aldrich himself, a chemical specialist, and he knows about smells. George Aldrich, Connor Slocum, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How you doing?
Fine. Good. Thanks for having us.
Hey, great to have you here. We know the kids are known for getting into some rather stinky messes, and children from across the country, by the way, competed at this year's contest hosted by Ripley's, believe it or not, and this was at Times Square for a chance to win the national title and 2,500 big ones. But only one pair of sneakers could be crowned the winner, and they belong to Connor Slocum. Connor, well, congratulations. Hands up, end zone dance, throw the tennis shoe in the end zone, $2,500. Everybody's happy, right?
Thanks, yep.
Yeah. So George, let me ask you, being the master sniffer that you are, how sensitive are our noses when it comes to foul smells?
Well, I'm not an expert on odors. I'm just a smelling machine myself, I guess. I'm NASA's super sniffer, which basically means I've done more odor tests than anybody else that belongs to NASA's one and only Odor Pal. And so
right.
I'm looking for three elements, basically, in a real bad odor. And those three elements is pungent, putrid, and then the dry heave effect.
Well, what you look forward to every day is going in and smelling all these different odors. I mean, George, how did you get this gig? I mean, did you do something bad in school or something? What happened?
I don't know what gig you're talking about, but I actually got a job out at the NASA White Sands Test Facility in New Mexico where I work, and it's the only place that does odor testing through all of NASA's agencies. It's the only place that does odor testing. So I had volunteered to be on NASA's odor panel, and this was 43 years ago. So now, like I said, I have the record of 886 odor tests I've done for NASA. There was two guys in the 600s, and they're both retired. So I'm getting like 300 more than anybody else. And as far as getting involved with the contest, we actually have a local contest there real close to the NASA site where I work. It's called White Sands Vessel Ring.
Mm-hmm.
And so I volunteered to do the local contest. And then I guess when odor eaters found out that I had a NASA certified nose and I had kind of media attraction because I'm a human guinea pig for the space program, they signed me up. And this is actually my 18th contest, my 18th year, for the national.
Well, George, do they insure your nose? I mean, this is is serious stuff here. I mean, you know, you work for NASA. That nose of yours has got to be, top secret kind of stuff almost.
Yeah, it's not quite top secret, but I do have to certify my nose three times a year to belong to NASA's odor panel. Now, NASA's odor panel is a volunteer thing. I don't have to necessarily do it as part of my job. And so if I was able to lose my sense of smell for whatever reason or cannot pass a 10-bottle test, then I would not be able to be on NASA's odor panel anymore, but I would still have a job. Yeah, so my my nose is not insured.
So there's a 10, you say a 10-bottle test? I mean, what, do you have to smell 10 different bottles and identify what they are?
Yeah, we got every 4 months, three times a year, this is three times a year for 43 years, we do a 10-bottle test. We have to pass the 10-bottle test to continue to belong to NASA's odor panel. Basically, what we've done is we added chemicals to seven of the 10 to give the seven primary odors, which are musky, minty, floral, ethereal, camphoraceous, pungent, and putrid, and the other three are blank. So every 4 months, I have to sit down and smell these bottles and get the odors correct.
And you have to figure out the other three, so the other three are fluctuate, I guess, huh?
The other three are blank.
Yeah. The one thing about putrid, when you smell putrid, it's pretty undeniable, isn't it?
You're right. That's a very strong,
Not that I want the job or anything like that. I don't want to be on the panel. God bless you for doing that. When you say a panel, George, how many people are on this panel?
NASA tries to keep about 25 of us on the panel.
Wow. Yeah.
So we have five people smell each material. Every time we get ready to do an odor test, they'll call mm-hmm. five with the 25, and we'll all come up. And we'll rate the odor just like we rated the odor today on the speakers.
Yes. Wow. So Connor, how did your tennis shoe? What did you do to get your tennis shoe to become king of the tennis shoes here, of the stinking shoes?
I've stepped in chicken poo, goat poo, dog poo.
Yeah.
We go fishing a lot in Alaska, so I've stepped in fish guts. And
uh-huh.
also, I drag my feet while I ride my bike because there aren't good brakes, so that, like, gets them all, messed up. And then
yes.
once I left them out and I got maggots got into them, so there's, like, maggot colonies eating away uh-huh. at them.
Don't you feel sorry for me, Bill?
I'm hearing all this stuff. So Colin, you're telling me this is what you naturally do. It's not like you purposed to go out and come up with the dirtiest, smelliest tennis shoes you could come up with, right?
Well, I kind of do it, but some of it is like natural, like dragging my feet while I ride my bike and stepping in
right.
a yard full of chicken and goat poop.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you, little did people know, George, that by stepping in chicken and goat poop, that it could earn you $2,500. I mean, you could have started something here, Colin. I mean, now all of a sudden we're going to get emails from people all around the country, around the world, saying, I'm following Colin's lead here. Send me $2,500.
This may be my last contest if that happens.
Well, Colin, what did your parents say?
My mom was like, she really liked it because she knew that the winner of the regional got to go to New York, so she supported
uh-huh.
it. My dad
right.
was a little like, I don't really want yeah. you to get your shoes all stinky for the competition, so my mom supported it.
Yeah, for $2,500, you can get a new pair of shoes, right?
Yeah, he's got about now.
Maybe a couple pairs, anyway. That's a good deal. Hey, George, where can people go for more information? We got to wrap this up. As much fun as it's been here. You know, now that we started this new trend, thank you very much, Colin. Everybody's going to be stepping in goat. I've never stepped in goat poo, but it might be on my bucket list now.
Yeah. You can go to odor-eaters.com. Go to get more information about the content and the product.
Well, there it is. Well, Colin Slocum, 12 years old from Eagle River, Alaska. He is the big winner for the stinkiest feet tennis shoes in this competition. $2,500 winner, Connor Slocum, 12 years old. And George Aldrich, a chemical specialist for NASA space missions and a master sniffer. I've never had a master sniffer on the show before. So,
okay, well,
hey, guys. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Take care.
Hello, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, a board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. Every day, I see many patients whose lives would be enriched by hearing aids, but who simply cannot afford the thousands of dollars needed to pay for them. I made it my mission to find a way to manufacture medical-grade, affordable hearing aids. Working with other doctors and audiologists, I developed the MD Hearing Aid Air, which costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids.
See how the MD Hearing Aid Air can help you once again enjoy conversations, even in noisy places. Call 1-800-416-1526 to speak with one of their trained specialists. Reconnect with your life with MD Hearing Aid's affordable quality hearing solutions at a fraction of the cost of custom hearing aids. Right now, take advantage of their exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-416-1526. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-416-1526.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, Call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey, diabetics.
Yeah, you.
Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Because that's what we'd like to do, huh? Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Just to kind of re-summarize, because we got cut off a little bit here, ran out of time with Kevin Sorbo. Talk about the Breathe Bible. As they say, it's like being there. I've listened to these tracks, and it is incredible. As I suggest, you just close your eyes and you get into the Bible. It comes to life in a whole new way. It is an audio experience. As Kevin says, it's the theater of the mind, and you've got something like there's 21 fully dramatized hours of what they call immersive audio, 18 high-quality CDs, and a portable audio album, award-winning cast, 90 artists, including Kevin and of course, our buddy who we've interviewed before, John Rhys Davis, Will Harper, Josh Lucas, Bailey Madison, Kurt Nabig, an incredible cast of actors that are participating in this. You're going to be blown away. It's cinema quality sound and original score. Now, you go to their website, which is breathebible.com, breathebible.com. And as Kevin was sharing with us, if you hit on the preview tab where you can, preview the program, they give you an opportunity to download the Gospel of Mark absolutely free. I mean, this is an incredible gift, and I appreciate them doing that. And, of course, there at breathebible.com, you can order the Breathe Bible as well. This is terrific, and, I really can't wait with what they've produced here in the New Testament. The New Living Testament version of the Bible here is so fantastic. And he said they're going to be coming out with the Old Testament, so it only seems to follow. So New Testament first, then Old Testament. It'll be your listening enjoyment that will take it, your Bible listening experience, to a whole new level. Highly recommend it. Go to Again, the website is Bible, Breathe Bible, Breathe, B-R-E-A-T-H-E, Bible.com, and then go to the preview tab and download the Gospel of Mark for free. And if that doesn't, I know it's going to go, it's going to take you to the next level, and that is you're going to want the entire set. It's incredible. And then there's a special app included as well, so you can download it onto your iPhone or your other digital device and enjoy it. Hey, it is time for what we call cooler talk time, you know, water cooler time. You know, that's time when you all come together in the office and you just kind of like, you're dropping, you know, tidbits of news information that's been flying about. And the one who brings it to us and is so open and hardworking to get all this information together for us is Andrea Kay. Andrea Kay, a conservative radio TV host, a host of the Andrea Kay Show, which makes sense because if she was the host of the Bill Martinez Show, we'd have something else to talk about altogether different. But she's based out of San Diego at AM 1170, one of our affiliates as well, at The Answer in San Diego, involved with Red Nation, Rising Radio, Share Media, and ICRN Radio Network, as well as you do some work in TV with Newsmax as well, right, Andrea?
On America Talk Live every Thursday.
Yes.
No, I'm here.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yeah,
I can hear you now.
Oh, wonderful. I'm on Newsmax every Thursday on America Talk Live at 10:15 a.m. Pacific Time. I'm also on Tipping Point on One America News every Monday with Liz Wheeler.
Right.
Super fun to do. But I say let's all gather around the water cooler and listen to Kevin Sorbo. Read the Bible, right? Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Very
I would
cool.
listen to him. I would sit around and listen to him read my cable channel guide. But to have him read from the Bible, I mean, thank you for that. I'm definitely going to go myself and download Mark.
Yeah, no, it is terrific. We played a little tidbit of Kevin in his segment that he was featured in the Book of Revelations, playing the role of God, and it was very, very cool. So anyway, you will enjoy it. Hey, let's talk campus life here. Of course, North Carolina, world champions. A lot of leading up to all this. You know, we say on this show, Andrea, that there's nothing. A close form of revenge is success. And with, you know, with North Carolina, with Tar Heels winning the national championship of the NCAA men's basketball, it seemed to make things a little bit easier for the NCAA to back off this crazy bathroom rule that they had and the pressure they were putting on North Carolina. And, you know, the state was in a bit of quandary. Of course, they made some adjustments to the bathroom bill, and the NCAA was getting involved in politics. But they finally decided to do the right thing and to back out of politics and say, okay, hey, we're just not going to let it be an issue. We're going to go along and accept what the state has passed and go along with them, and we're not going to apply any sanctions or levy any kind of bad behavior penalties, you know, as they would perceive it against North Carolina.
Well, you know, the whole thing, it's like, do they not have women's basketball and men's basketball? So, but you know, it's kind of crazy. You got men's basketball and you got women's basketball. Can't we have men's bathrooms and women's bathrooms? Why are we trying to blur the lines of everything, including blurring the lines between sports and politics? When I turn on a game as a spectator, I'm thinking I'm going to watch a ball dribble down the court. I'm not thinking I'm going to see the Democrats or even the Republicans dribbling and driveling their political agendas and nonsense. That's not why I tune in. And I'm not even particularly
exactly.
a basketball fan.
Well, look at what happened to LeBron James. I was telling you in a report yesterday, his alignment with Hillary Clinton cost him something like $10 million in endorsements. I mean, last time I checked, that's a lot of money, you know, in endorsements going out the door here. And that's just the beginning. I mean, it may have a greater impact. I mean, to your point, people tune on there's certain traditions that you do. Like when the national anthem is played, you stand up, you respect and honor the people who have fought for the country, those that believe in it. This is not a time for you to make a political statement. You can, maybe the position you have, go make a political statement. But look at Colin Kaepernick, what it's cost him to kneel down. Well, now you can kneel down and be without pay because there's not a team in the NFL that's going to pick you up. And so here it is, all these political involvements, whether it's Kaepernick or LeBron James. And I think Michael Jordan said it right years ago when he was asked to get involved in politics. He said, well, last time I checked, Republicans as well as Democrats buy my shoes. I'll pass.
Well, and you know what? Michael Jordan is quite the smart man. Now, maybe LeBron James can afford to step over millions of dollars and leave it on the ground out of his support for Hillary Clinton. But, you know, I'm kind of not thinking that's particularly very smart. I'm thinking Michael Jordan is smart. And speaking of smart, you know, we've got ESPN, we've got other outlets still doubling down on their politics after, I think you and I talked on your show a while back, ESPN they're bleeding out subscribers, like 10,000 a day at $7 a subscriber. That's a lot of dough that they're stepping over, you know, and it was, who was the reporter on Sunday Night Football who started talking about the Second Amendment? People started changing the channel. Okay, so, you know, I think the American people have sent the message, keep politics out of it. I mean, it's gotten to where's my safe space? Where's the safe space for us who want to go to a movie bill and not have politics? We got Beauty and the Beast getting politicized now. Yeah. I mean, you can't turn on the TV. They're just injecting politics into everything. And the American people say, you know what, at least sports is supposed to be something that we can unite behind, have fun watching. Keep your politics out of it.
Yeah, and so much to be learned because of sports. And again, that was on full display during March Madness. Congratulations to all those kids that gave us such great entertainment. I know that some of our spouses are glad that March Madness is over. But, oh, honey, don't forget we have the Masters this coming weekend. So, you know.
All you basketball widows are now about to become golf widows, right? I don't even follow basketball. I didn't even know what a Gonzaga was. I thought that was a kind of cheese. So, you know, I'm especially glad that it's over, okay?
Okay, but we have the Masters, and then, of course, baseball season getting underway as well on top of that. Hey, speaking of campus life, what is going on with this fraternity? All of a sudden, there's a problem. I mean, there's no safe dance moves anymore. I mean, what happened to the old, you know, like Billy Crystal, the white man overbite dance? You know, that's not good enough anymore. We got to get into all this other crazy, raunchy, choreographed dance stuff.
Well, disclaimer, I'm a sorority gal out of LSU. I'm a DZ, top three sorority in the nation, by the way. And one of the fraternities we were tight with was SAE. What are you doing inviting SAE to anything and expecting it to be rated G, okay? These sorority and fraternity things are meant to be fun. You know, keep the political correctness out of it. Back in the day, we had something similar at LSU called Jam Jam. I dressed up like an alligator and danced around. Nowadays, I'd be triggering PETA. They would have come and dragged me off the stage. It's ridiculous. And doesn't Dancing with the Stars every year have a dance that's supposed to be between a man and a woman, that's supposed to be analogous to a bull being slaughtered? I don't even remember the name of that dopey dance, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well,
did I leave you at a loss for words, Bill?
Yeah, I'm all of a sudden, you know, the picture that you burned into my retina right now, dancing around as an alligator, I'm sorry, you know, it's that's good fun.
Well, thank you. And you know what? These sorority fraternity things are meant in good fun. It's the spirit of fun. Usually, like at LSU, when we had Jam Jam and we had Song Fest and different things, where we would partner with sorority fraternities, they were fundraising events. It was all meant in good spirit. And you know what? You know, it's just another area of life that's being politicized. The Greek system is under attack from the leftists, and that's what this is about.
Hey, what's this deal? We got less than a minute here. So Sharon Stone recorded a spoken word poem for Maxine Waters. I guess she needed some help and encouragement.
Well, you know, at least she didn't try to rap it, okay? Because nobody wants to hear from Sharon Stone at all, let alone rapping a poem. And Maxine Waters needs to take that wig and hit the road.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, she's protected. I mean, channeling her, you know, her James Brown, I mean... O'Reilly, really, he didn't realize what he was going to light up in making a off the cuff comment about her wig.
That's,
so hey.
That's what he should apologize for, that he inspired the Sharon Stone poem.
Right. And even the first lady, oh, they're making this big raw that all of a sudden she was being natural with their hair here recently. I mean, hey, everybody's gone wild over hair.
Businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Sick and tired of being